with a buckshot, but not just yet. First, we need to truly understand the nature of the threat. And a pale man walks in the threshold of darkness. Roughly 20,000 years ago, the first humans evolved with the phenotypical trait, genetic recessive, blue eyes, blonde hair, and white skin. Albinism apparently was a sin to the original man, African. So the mutants traveled north of the equator, called Europeans later, the first race haters. So is the devil's alpha to the beta? Cause history's best qualified to teach one, quoting German philosopher Schopenhauer, every white man is a faded or a bleached one. Migration created further mutation, genetic drifts, evolution through recombination, adaption to the climate, as the Caucasus mountain man reverted to that of a primate. Savage Neanderthals until the late Paleolithic age, that's when the black Grimaldi man came, with the symbol of the dragon, fire and art. JK paintings in France and Spain to the Venus of Willendorf. Around 2000 BC, southern Russians migrate in small units. Those who travel west populated Europe. Those who went east settled in Iran, known as Aryans. 1500 BC, to cross the Khyber Pass into India and created Hinduism, the first caste system, the origins of racism. A white dot on the forehead meant to leap. The black dot, the feet, untrustable, untouchables. They wrote the Holy Vedas in Sanskrit. That's the language that created Greek, German, Latin, and English. Now the Minoans around 2000 BC starts on the island of Crete in the Aegean Sea. The Greek culture begins Western civilization, but Western civilization means white domination. Mycenaeans learned from Kemet called Egypt in Greek. It existed since at least 3000 BC, creating geometry and astronomy. This knowledge influenced Plato, Socrates, and Hippocrates. Cause Imhotep, the real father of medicine, was worshiping Greece and Rome in the form of a black African. The word Africa comes from the Greek Afrique, meaning without code. The word philosophy means love of knowledge, stole from the first man. Greek power expands, the first Greek fraternities banned. The word gymnasium is Greek for naked. This was the place where adolescent boys were educated and molested. This was accepted because Greek culture was homosexual. For example, Sappho trained girls on the island of Lesbos, hence the word lesbian.
Hey, let these dumbs know.
December 25th, the birth of Saturn, a homosexual god. Now check the historical pattern. December 25th, now thought the birth of Christ was Saturnalia. When men got drunk, they off each other, then beat their wife. Fact is, it was still practiced till they called it Christmas. So put a gerbil on your Christmas list. The Hellenistic era, Alexander the Great conquers all the way to India, leaving four successive states. By the 5th century BC, Rome succeeds to be the conqueror of Egypt and Greece, but had the threat of the black Phoenicians in Sicily. The Punic Wars began 264 BC. The black general Hannibal and Carthaginian peace. In 146 BC, Carthage fell after a six-month siege. Rome sold every citizen in slavery, the first genocide of history. And more bisexuality in sight. Julius Caesar was known as every woman's husband and every man's wife. Spartacus revolt, slave rebellion at loss, with 6,000 slaves was nailed on a cross. Cross, hard-ish, Jesus Christ. Time for some act right. Christians, get your facts right. His Christ was not his name. That's Greek for one who was anointed. Yahshua ben Yosef was his name. Do Christians know this? So who do you praise? Do you know his name? Or do you do this in vain? Accepting the religion they gave slaves to behave. Peep the description of a story in Josephus. Short, dark, with an underdeveloped beard was Jesus. He had the Romans fearing revolution. The solution was to take him to court and falsely accuse him. After being murdered by Pilate, how can it be these same white Romans established Christianity? Constantine would later see the cross in a dream. In his vision, it read, in hawk, signal wonka, in this side we conquer, manifest destiny. In 325, he convened the Nicene Creed and separated God into three. Decided Jesus was born on December 25th and raising on the third day is a myth, plus to deceivers. Commissioned Michelangelo to paint white pictures of Jesus. He used his aunt, uncle, and nephew. Subconsciously, that affects you. It makes you put white people closer to God.
Yo. Man got game like a muff.
True indeed, of jihad. In the 8th century, Muslims conquered Spain, Portugal, and France and controlled it for 700 years. They never mention this in history class, cause old faiths are threatened when you get the real lesson. Moors from Baghdad, Turkey, threaten European Christians, meaning the white way of life. Hence the Crusades for Christ. On November 25th, 1491, Santiago defeats the last Muslim stronghold, Granada. King Ferdinand gave thanks to God for victory, and the Pope of Rome declared this day to forever be a day of thanksgiving for all European Christians. Now listen, when you celebrate Thanksgiving, what you are actually celebrating is the proclamation of the Pope of Rome, who later in league with Queen Isabella sent Cardinal Seminoles to Spain to murder any blacks that resisted Christianity. These Moors, these black men and women, were from Baghdad, Turkey. And today you eat the turkey for your Thanksgiving Day as the European powers destroyed the turkeys who were the forefathers of your mothers and fathers.
Get on the ground!
Now fight the power.
Get on the ground!
Now around this time, whites started calling us Negroes. That's Spanish for black object, meaning we're not really people but property. And the triangle trade begins, they seize us. Queen Elizabeth sent the first slaves on a ship named Jesus. Stealing land from the indigenous natives. Gave them alcohol to keep the red man intoxicated. Whites claimed they had to civilize these pagan animals. But up until 1848, there's documented cases of whites being the savage cannibals. Eating Indians. In 1992, it was Jeffrey Dahmer. They slaughtered a whole race with guns, drugs, priests, and nuns. 1763, the first demonic tactic of biological warfare. As tokens of peace, Sir Jeffrey Amherst passed out clothing and blankets to the Indian community. Infested with smallpox, knowing they had no immunity. Today it's AIDS, you best believe it's man-made. Cause ain't a damn thing changed. Let me explain. Now, since people of color are genetically dominant and Caucasoids are genetically recessive, if whites expect to be predominant, meaning survive as a race, then they simply must take precautions. That's why they're worried about the future now. Cause by 2050, almost all the Earth's population will be brown and black. So understanding that, whites counter-react.
I'm saying, man, the fools ain't nothing but a teaspoon of milk in a world color majority.
So they created a system to force blacks into an unnatural position that reinforces the position of natural inferiority. In addition, created guns and developed the ethnocentric view that God justifies everything isn't it? Often they do. Condition people to perceive whites' culture as civilized and every other culture considered primitive. Not true. Racism is the system of racial subjugation against non-whites in every area of human relation. Entertainment, education, labor, politics, law, religion, sex, war, and economics. See, blacks were three-fifths of a man with tax purposes intended. You think you're Afro-American, you're a 14th Amendment and a good nugget. Jews don't salute the of Rostica, but they pledge allegiance to the flag that accosted you. They never teach about the breaker islands like Jamaica. But before slaves came here, whites would take a pregnant woman, hang her from a tree by your toes, slice her stomach with a knife and let the unborn baby fall to the floor. And stop an unborn child in front of all the slaves to end breed fear so they'd be scared, behave, and not rebel more. Understand, all whites must be perceived as potential predators. I paraphrase historian Ishakamusa Bereshenko. Understand that regardless of the lofty ideas engraved on paper in such documents as the Constitution, a Declaration, the basic nature of the European-American white man remains virtually unchanged. So check. This is the nature of the threat.
All right, yeah. We are back. Second hour of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And yeah, that's the truth. Put the song.
Yeah, after that song, they destroyed his career.
Well, okay, listen. You have a choice between that, you know, which is like real rap, or some emasculated homosexual black man who is Satan's the devil's bitch.
Yeah, what was that?
Which one is going to get support from the establishment?
Old school rap, brother, because these people cannot be supported. I'm doing stuff like that. I feel ashamed to let my child watch something like that. That's not a good part.
And I have no... I'm not anti-gay. Like I said, I have gay friends. But you can be gay and still be a man.
I get it.
By the way.
But brother, what they're doing, though, is sitting on the devil's lap. How is that?
Yeah.
How do you justify that to your child? I'm religious, brother, so I believe in God, you know? I'm a strong believer.
Lucifer is the god of this world, so... That's just what it is.
And I'm really happy that you told me about afterwards what this person told you after promoting his book, supposedly, and then the way how he was attacking me. And
I do have, he wrote another apology because it was just bothering him so much. Let me read off the second apology. He says, I'm still up because it was is bothering me. It was lazy for me to call him an anti-Semite, just as it is when others constantly throw around the racist, sexist, homophobic, Islamophobic, etc. terms. So that was the second apology he wrote to you.
I know, brother, but you were the witness. Remember, I even told you, look, Brother V, this is what they do when you mention just one word, Palestine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that situation over there in the Middle East, I hate that we have to fund. I mean, in a way, where everybody says that Israel owes the U.S. and the U.S. is Israel's bitch and everything, but really, it's the other way around, because they're using Christianity and they allow these people to occupy this land that's not theirs, hijacking a prophecy, but they're using Israel as a political pawn to destroy everybody else around them. Because the U.S. wants the oil. You know, we need to put McDonald's over there and create our imperialism. We have to plant all that stuff over there. Yeah. So that's the reason why we are empowering Israel. And I wish that, you know, when we're spending so much money on this defense for them, what is it, like $50 billion a month? Everybody's angry about the $68 billion that went to Ukraine, but we're sending $50 billion a month to Israel. And the thing is, this Iron Dome, well, the thing about it is, this Iron Dome, it's expensive. Do you understand? I mean, a rocket system to shoot down other rockets.
I know.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. They could have just given them a laser defense system like we have.
I know, and I think that day when I spoke, because that wasn't even planned. That person got exposed. And not only that, but I'm so sad that you had to be a witness to that. And you're one of the best speakers on the whole network.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, everybody has their thing. I mean, I wish people, because I get a lot of people that call the show and there's Jew this, Jew that. You know, let's just narrow it down. Let's not put a whole race, religion, or whatever. Let's just narrow it down to the Zionist, at least.
Yeah.
I'm against the political party of the Zionist. That is okay to stand against. We should be standing against.
That's what I said, that is the Zionist.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, I really, and it's just so much money. Just weapons of war. I mean, that's, I don't know what we're getting back for that. I mean, the $50 billion a month has to be offset by something. Maybe we are taking more oil and gas than reported.
Look, that's 25 years in Afghanistan, and then you ran away. What are you doing?
$90 billion worth of war machines.
Given to the terrorists. Sorry, I'm not cheating on anyone.
But you noticed that you've not heard about anything in Afghanistan in the news since then.
Exactly.
That seems a little bit fishy now, don't you think?
Of course, because they need the opium. It was the biggest drug trade. They're infiltrating the whole world from Asia all the way to the Americas for over 20 years.
There might have been a secret deal for their opium fields, because that's why we're over there to begin with. Yeah,
exactly. And the minerals.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't... There was so much of this getting them into the media, you know, with their Twitter accounts and all that stuff, beheading people and stuff like that. But since Joe Bob pulled us out, media blackout.
How is that possible? How could the rest of the Senate sit there and allow something like that?
Well, you know, I can see if it was a form of, you know, like a peace treaty. There's no official peace treaty, but if that was just a payoff, you know, $90 billion worth of equipment and whatever deals they have for the fields, why not just go over there and be honest to begin with? Why try to go over there and step all over people and kill people for the resources? Should just send a banker or two over there and try to cut a deal.
Exactly. And the only reason that... Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, I said the only reason I did because I come home late sometimes from work. And then when I hear you on, I'm like, yo, I got to call this brother right now. And then when I heard him mention Yemen, I said, let me just tell these people what's going on. So when I called, I wanted to advise that, first of all, Saudi Arabia is bombing them every day, yet these people are revolting and representing for their country and for their children. They're being starved off, blocked off, no good.
Call income. Terrorists.
No.
Yeah. Being treated like terrorists.
Exactly. But the real terrorists are these people doing it. Women are not allowed to drive. Women are not, like, what is going on? And then you're like, what kind of country are you? Oh, because you're buying people off with your oil.
Man, I'm telling you. So you heard about the French Legion, Foreign Legion, and the U.S. troops going over there to take the gas.
Exactly. You heard about it.
Okay, yeah.
And no one can say a word about it.
I'm just waiting for somebody in the government to say that Uganda is now harboring terrorists. We're going to go give them democracy.
Oh, my God.
You know, Uganda found several $1 trillion worth of gold.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Several trillion dollars
worth of gold. And I hope they did. And I support Africa
100%. It would put the country into first nation, first world position.
They can't
jobs
allow that.
And all
these are
that
children,
stuff.
These are children of the sun. Like how I told you that day when I spoke one day and I said that you were lucky, not in any racist or any derogatory way, but I said you were so lucky that you got more protection with the melanin when the sun comes. Because I didn't ever see how you looked until you gave me the link to watch some of your videos. And I said, oh my God, this is a brother like me. And then, but I don't have the same hair like you, but you know what I mean? I'm old. I lost all my hair now. So I'm like, you know, so I shave my head now. But I mean, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So now if this is true, what you're saying, Uganda found all these resources in oil, what's going to happen tomorrow? America will be the tomorrow. And France will be there tomorrow. And then what are all these countries, England, UK?
I'm just waiting for what kind of excuse that they're going to have. You know, because this terrorism thing is played out. Oh,
It's so played out. That's why when this guy was talking about this book,
how do you
know what terrorism is?
And I'm afraid for Uganda because, you know, the idea of having China over there in Africa doing business, they don't have any good intentions for the African people. But at least they came over there wanting to do business instead of going over there with guns.
Exactly, and you
I
know
can
what,
at least
brother?
Respect that much. I can at least respect that. But the simple fact that they're going to have a little bit of support from Africa, and the Chinese actually offered to help. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
the Chinese actually offered to help mine this gold, you know, and take their cut. I mean,
that's how business is.
That's going to be the reason why the U.S. goes in. Oh, these are CCP sympathizers. We have to go to war with them. That's what I see coming up in the future.
But can I say one thing is that China not only went into Africa, but from Kenya to Tanzania to Uganda to the whole East African Peninsula, built such a good railroad system for these Africans that for like, I don't remember, but like for, let's say, 100 shillings, which is like a dollar, and it can take you from one city, like the port of, let's say, Mombasa, all the way to Nairobi, which is like the capital, or like in other of the districts in this area, like the neighboring countries, and built this whole train system for them. So now the Africans can move. They can't afford anything. They've been oppressed for hundreds of years. They're stealing everything from there.
Yeah. Yeah.
The diamonds. You saw that movie with, what's his name, Blood Diamond. I can't remember who that was, but like they're exploiting us. The Africans, all the people are called, they're exploiting. I'm not trying to be racist or say, oh, this, that. I'm not racist to any particular race, but that day when you were the witness, this guy, you were into helping him for a book he supposedly released about terrorism. But what does he know about terrorism? Except, oh, that, you know, I wrote a thing about Toronto 18. Like, he's talking about these renegade mental cases that did something evil. Didn't he talk about the IRA when they were doing things? He didn't talk about any of that. And as soon as you said one thing, oh, anti-Semite. Okay, fine, he's apologized. I don't want to bring that up again, but I told you that from the first time I talked to you, that they banned you from news outlets because you can't go against the agenda. So if you say something against the vaccine, then all of a sudden, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. But now they have to justify that Pfizer is getting exposed. There's too many children dying now. There is such a thing as sudden infant death syndrome, but now there's sudden death syndrome. Come on, it's just not ending.
But and the thing is, rules for thee, not for me.
I know, I know.
If I were to go out and kill somebody, I'm going to end up in prison, locked up, probably on death row. So why is it they get to kill people and just say, oh, beforehand, yeah, we're not liable for anything that happens, but here, we're going to force this on you anyways.
You know what? The best
Everybody in
heard.
Pfizer should be arrested and thrown into prison for life.
Exactly.
If so many drugs in the past, like in the 40s, the 50s, you know, if a drug mutilated one person, they pulled it off the market.
Yep.
But here, the agenda is clear. Genocide.
No, the thing, like, the best, not the best, but one of the best examples that I heard you give was when this person is going to be apprehended. And so now the police come around, and all of a sudden, 56 bullets. Why couldn't you just, you said, why can't you just shoot him in the leg?
Yeah.
Shoot him in the arm.
Killing is the goal.
Bullets for what? That's a 16, 12, 14-year-old kid. You're an old man. You're an elderly person. How that is an execution. You're right. Oh, so the guy did a drug thing. So that's fine. Put him in the right place. If he's making threatening other people's lives, then stop him. Like, stop him. Shoot him in the arm, the leg. Make him fall. He can recover from that. But not 56 bullets. You're dead.
Well, it's sort of like Judge Dredd. Judge, Jury, and the Executioner.
That was a good movie.
Out on the streets. out on the streets, and the justice that's served is just the justice dealt out right there on the spot.
And
that's,
I'm not sure because when I went back to listen, because the Republican Broadcasting Network is so amazing, you can actually go back to hear what the show was. So I went back because then I came home late, like I said earlier, but I went back and then I read this thing on there. That's why I kept trying to get a hold of you, like just so I can get a chance to say thank you to you for sticking up for the Hebrews when you made the point in front of him, because he's saying, that's not true, that's not biblical. This, like, I'm like, oh my God, what is this guy talking about? And then, but then I read on the thing, it says like, oh, anti-Semite with three talking points easily countered. I didn't even understand what that meant. Is that attacking me that I raised issues? I never said anything bad.
No. Well, you know, okay. He's just pointing out what was going on in the Middle East. I definitely understand it. And for the simple fact, you know, and I don't know if you heard, but Black Lives Matters... I think we're getting that back. Well, I do believe the some of the leaders are being sued now. $10 million.
Okay, oh my God!
I think we're gonna come back with that from commercial break. I think I got a clip for
okay.
that. But you know, we're slowly. I want to defund the police. Yes, I am one of those. Yes, let's defund the police, guys. Why? Because we should have
assassinations.
It's pretty obvious. The thing that I'm trying to do when I get my first few millions here in the next couple of years, I'm going to basically start up my own security company. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to do is go around different city councils, tell them to cancel their contract with the local police. My contract is much cheaper and much safer. And it's
That's
built
a good idea.
All across the nation. Private
and
securities paid for by the people, and therefore only respond to the people, not politicians.
Exactly. And you know, which, when you said Black Lives Matter, when has Black Lives Matter helped any of our brothers and sisters? When? Why aren't they giving these millions of dollars to build food shelters, homeless facilities, helping the drug addicts or helping the lost souls? Not once. Instead, I've heard stories that they're buying million-dollar houses, nice cars. Where is that helping? Look, you're hearing these stories now. They're doing random robberies, walking into malls and robbing these people. Louis Vuitton, Nordstrom, all these expensive places where some of us brothers can't go there. We don't have the funds because we have to worry about what is our children going to eat today. After our mothers have worked all day to put food on the table, half the dads have ran away. These are single mothers now raising the children.
I'm telling you, man, it's anything to destroy a movement. Now, people always talk about Soros and things like that. I don't know exactly what the connection is with Soros, if there even is. Everybody seems to blame Soros for everything. I've yet to see any paper trails connecting them. I would like for people to start stepping up more and more with that stuff. But regardless, yeah, I mean, how many of these ops have we suffered through? Like we're stupid people. Okay, you got some of these people who are... Well, you got, hold on, you got some of these people who are actually working for the feds to be undercover and screw things up. What happened to those people in all the white masks that were in the back of that U-Haul?
Oh,
that were arrested. We never heard anything about that again.
Yeah,
never
why?
Again. Oh, wow. All right, you know what? We're going to go commercial break. Stay on the line. And, yeah, we got to come back with this information. Stay tuned.
Okay.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Another holiday weekend is marred by deaths. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. 2 dead in Norfolk, 3 shot in Brooklyn, and 7 dead are among the 46 shot in Chicago over the holiday weekend. Some will say we need gun control to stop mass shootings, but not so fast there, gun grabbers. Gun control didn't stop the 10 dead and 15 injured in mass stabbing events in Canada over the weekend. Guns are tools, just like knives, and also just like knives, they can be misused for evil. In fact, so can household chemicals, cars, fertilizer, prescription drugs, and many other things that we use every day. We need to focus on the real problems, criminals and evil. Fix the morality of society, and that'll do a lot more to stop violence than taking away a tool. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Black Lives Matter under scrutiny as 26 BLM chapters sue the organization and its leaders, accusing them of defrauding local activist groups and stealing more than $10 million in donations. Back in April, we also learned BLM leaders bought a secret $6 million mansion in Southern California for, quote, safety. So, after raising $90 million after George Floyd's death, is BLM more caught up with the cause or the cash? Here to react, Color Us United's Christian Watson. Christian, great to see you this morning. Here we have 26 chapters suing the national organization for defrauding them of donations. What's your take?
Anyone who was following BLM from the very beginning is not surprised by this. BLM was an organization started to push the lie that America is systemically racist and America is inherently disposed against black people, and America is killing black people in a way that is way beyond the proportion of any other country. This was the bill of goods BLM sold to black Americans, and bad ideas attract bad actors, and bad ideas also attract defeat. This is what defeat looks like. I think that this is a clarion moment for black America to come out of the BLM era and say, we will not embrace defeat. We will not embrace defeatism. We will embrace victory, victory that is inherent to the ideas that America was built upon. That's a vision elucidated by men like Booker T. Washington, by other black entrepreneurs throughout history who had much worse conditions than black Americans have today, who managed to turn lemons into lemonade. That's an idea that BLM rejected from its inception. but we have to get back to that idea in order to escape the effects of this very disappointing term.
You know what's interesting about what you said is you disconnected, or you actually didn't disconnect. You connected the idea from the organization. So there will be those, and I'm thinking of Mark Cuban, for example, of the Dallas Mavericks ownership in the NBA, who will say the organization itself, while we've pointed out, had communist underpinnings, communist ideology, and now clearly was fraudulent, defrauded its own donors. While the organization may be wrong, the slogan stands by something that someone like Cuban would say stands for progress, Black Lives Matter. But what you're saying is not only is the organization poisoned, but the ideas within the slogan are what give rise to the poisoned organization.
When you misplace value and you assign it to an attribute that I can't control, that's not valuable. Value has to do with I as an individual, not as a black man, but as an individual, and especially as an American, can control. That's how our founders got value. That's how people who created this great constitutional republic got value. But BLM assigned to a quality that you can't control, your skin color, and therefore put the emphasis on that. And people may say, well, Christian, it's because there are racial problems in America. Okay, if there are racial problems in America, and I'm certain there are, you don't address them by putting a bigger emphasis on race. You address them by de-emphasizing race, embracing colorblindness, and proceeding forth from that premise, not the bad premise, which was mixed together with Marxism that BLM was founded on.
Hear, hear. What a beautiful message. You're exactly right. The idea that you can solve racism by doubling down with racism, that you can solve race obsession with more race obsession, is the poison at the beginning of this chalice. That's a great message. Look at each other as individuals through our actions and our merit. Thank you so much, Christian, for being on with us this morning.
Have a nice
day. Absolutely. All right, all right. Yeah, so... this is... You know, I'm surprised it's taking this long. As soon as the movement was being discredited, being frauded, this should have happened. This wasn't like a 2-3 year later scenario. This should have happened immediately. So the Black Lives Matters should... It would have never lost ground, despite the criminals that were put in charge of funding, despite the feds putting in their own saboteur agents. Black Lives Matter should have never been derailed. But it looks like it's going to get back on track.
So you're saying they're reforming?
I don't know about a reforming, but keeping that slogan strong, Black Lives Matters, keeping it strong, it's making it strong again. And making Black Lives Matters great again.
What happened to Fauci now? Where's Fauci? How come I don't hear his name anymore? Gone with the wind? And when all these riots were happening and you have to be indoors, lockdown, spread of COVID, but Black Lives Matter, millions of people marching, destroying everything on the streets, because that's not what our real brothers and sisters do. We're worried about putting food on the table.
Well, I have an even better question for you. Forget about Fauci. Whatever happened to Bill Gates?
Oh, God.
Bill Gates was the man behind the curtains on all this. Fauci was just the front man.
Yep. And what about this? Is this a quick question? Because I know you're a very knowledgeable person, but when they made that story about the Georgia Guidestones and then all of a sudden it got destroyed, did you have any insight on that? Because I'd love to get your opinion on what you thought about
it. I did an entire episode on it.
Sorry, I missed you, but I'll try and fix it.
Yeah, I mean, basically, the Georgia Guidestones, it wasn't meant for a cataclysmic restart of mankind. It was for the continuance of government, That's what people fail to realize. It was written in six different languages. The more prominent governments on the planet, the populations had, okay? And it spoke of law, how government should operate afterwards. It was for continuance of government. If it were continuance of society, people, on just at regular, you know, you're going to use images. You're going to use, you're going to be a feral animal not knowing how to read. If this were for the continuance of mankind, you would have used pictures, pictographs, something. That was, you know, you're not going to have a continuous of any kind of education, honestly, if the world comes to an end and there's only maybe a few kid survivors or something. So okay, that so was, brother,
you know? Now, yeah, not ahead. To divert the subject, but I just wanted to ask you in regards to the vaccine now. What is your opinion that all these people, because I'll be honest, I never took it. I don't want to put something in my body. You're not telling me what you're putting. I'm not a drug addict where I put heroin or something. But I want to know, what is your opinion now that all these people have been jabbed, double, triple, now even quadruple or maybe even more. Now, what is your opinion is going to happen to the population of the earth after all these people have got it?
It's a part of the transhuman agenda 2045. It was leaked a long time ago. I first read the documents, I don't think like 11 years ago. Agenda 2045, transhumanism. They're just going to take control of the genome. You've got, I did an entire documentary about this called The Trans Matrix. It's in my playlist. So basically, they're going to try to turn us into biometallic organisms that they can control. Okay?
Are these like
the
nanoparticles
aluminum?
In our...
Yeah, the nano-aluminum. You know, literally, Morgellons disease comes from people rejecting the nanomaterials in their body. So, and then of course you have the nanomaterial in the brain, which can receive signals. The government does the mind control thing. They're going to genetically tailor our DNA so that we can accept these things more. So there won't be anybody with Morgellons disease. That's what it's really about. Go ahead.
What about the people that don't take it? Will they kill them? Or what are they going to do?
They will be on a persecution list, a secret covert persecution list by the government. There will be endless ops and ways to get rid of us.
Because I heard somewhere that they're talking about they were going to use, because remember you brought up the chemtrails, that they're going to spray these chemtrails and it's going to inoculate the people who didn't get it. And then I was thinking, but how is it that advanced the technology that they can do this now? Because
Okay, let me hit up my database here. Go to educate-yourself.org. There's old documentation on there stating how they had planned on vaccinating the population with chemtrails.
Can you say that again?
Educate-yourself.org. Yeah.
Yourself. It's one word, right? Yourself.
Yeah. Yourself.org.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
That's one of the first databases that I studied. When I became a targeted individual. There's literally an entire op that describes vaccinating the population via chemtrails. So,
You think this is not already happening?
Well, I was just about to say that. So what you have is the CRISPR program, okay? You've got all this aluminum stuff in you. How CRISPR works, they use nano aluminum through a photoplasmic... It's complicated, but basically you need the metal in there to be heated up, which acts like a little scalpel that can alter your DNA under microwave energy.
What does this do then if they alter the DNA? Is it to become a slave to them, or is it to change your DNA that
control.
You become a more stronger person?
They don't want stronger.
It's just a control. It's just a control.
It's just control. They're going to shorten lifespans. Okay. They're going to make people dumber.
And these people that are doing this, is there not going to be a resistance like in those movies where they talk about like the Terminator?
Well, I sure hope hell there's going to be a resistance. I'm trying to form a resistance my damn self. I will be back in the States pretty soon, people. Very soon.
But do you think that by you doing that type of a move that you won't be targeted right away? Because you've spread so much truth that they don't want threats like that.
I'm
surprised they haven't come and targeted you where you are now.
I'm very smart. Anyway, if these people want to mess with me,
I know,
you're
ex-military, it's not going to be easy, I get it, but I'm just saying that.
Even if they do kill me, there will be an insurance in place that if something happens to me, money's going to be dumped into spreading my word.
Yeah.
So if they lay a hand on me, it's game over.
No, don't send the agents.
I've got
like
every
the
scenario.
FBI and these.
I've got every scenario in the book. If they want to arrest me again, falsely arrest me, I will be suing. You know, it's the best thing they could do, really, is just surrender at this point. Because truth will get out. I don't care if I'm world famous in 2,000 years for what I'm going to do, but the truth is going to get out. That's why I'm doing this radio show. This is why... I have a social network now.
Good for you, brother, because look, what I'm seeing now, and I know I keep diverting with you, but I'm just really happy I got a hold of you because I was kind of shocked at how this way the guy attacked me and that you witnessed it. But the thing I wanted to tell you is that what I'm noticing now is that all the Asians means like Oriental, like Chinese, I don't know, whatever races they are, all the Indians, like South Asians or whatever they are, like, and sadly enough is when I first told you that some of our brothers and sisters, not that it matters whether they're Asian or China or whatever they are, but they're wearing the mask still till today. And I'm thinking, I feel like I was already warned by my Israelite brothers. I just don't say a word to them. They're already lost. Let them just play their own game now. And then I said, you know what, but it hurts me to see these beautiful sisters covering their face.
Well, the information is out there. People have made the conscious choice to be sheep.
I know.
Okay? And really, to tell you the truth, I mean, these people tried recruiting me like so many times that my entire targeting was about recruiting me because I kind of feel as though, you know, Darwinism is... you know, it's going to be it's not necessarily the strong, but it's going to be the smart that survives. And so, so many of these people want to get the shot. So many people want to suffocate themselves with the mask, lowering their intelligence, the carbon dioxide that they're supposed to be exhaling. There's so many people that want to just eat the food off the table, not knowing where it came from, you know, that's fine. Let them. In the end, if they take out half the population and we all see how they're doing it, then we can take them out.
I hope so. But I think
it's a win-win.
I just read that the CFO or CEO, whatever their name is, but Bed Bath & Beyond jumped off the top of the building. I'm thinking, doesn't sound like that really happened. That sounds like a situation like when they murdered or assassinated JFK, because he was going to change the dollar and bring it back to the original currency without the Federal Reserve. And apparently there is some of that circulation of that original money, actual American dollar, still in circulation, but it's probably not like maybe 100 bills. It's probably gone now because the Federal Reserve is too powerful. And then they want to introduce the digital ID currency. So they want to eliminate cash. And I think I spoke to you once about it, that what is your view about cash now? Because my father trained me when I was a kid that, this is many years ago, but he trained me that you always have to pay with cash.
Well, that's something that I practice as well. I always take my money straight out of my account, and I pay for everything in cash. These people, they get so much information. No, just 1 second. Just forget about all the freedom and all this stuff that we're gonna lose. They're gonna have us. Let's talk about the control. Knowing everything that you buy, actually, Peter did a wonderful little skit that he recorded where he's calling for a pizza, and then this AI is telling him what kind of pizza that he's going to buy, and that, we know what kind of pizza you like, and then saying, we already sent the money and paid for it, and yes, we have access to your account, and it's just all the stuff. It's just like that's way too much. It's way too much.
Yeah.
You know what my impulse buys are? No, no, no. That's too much. You're gonna try to predict what I want? You're gonna force me to pay for something? That's corporatism. It's out of control. Already in Israel, the homeless people have to carry QR codes to get money donated to them. Walking around with their cell phones and scanning QR codes to give money to the homeless people. That means the government gets a chunk of it. That means the bank gets a chunk of it.
I can't even imagine the homeless people in Israel when they have the right of return. And why would the government not take care of them then? But anyways, that's another story. But
the money grubbing Zionists.
I know. And the question to you is that if they introduce this digital ID currency, then it means we're over that. And the last question I'll ask you, because
bartering. We're going to have to out the system by, buying what other people like, and then do bartering.
And so my question to you is, because you're a real American, you're a native, and my question to you is that when you do come back to the U.S., because I'm not even allowed in the United States anymore because of this vaccine nonsense, but
where are you at now?
I'm in Canada.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Remember Toronto?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Okay, and yes. So this Biden has put this vaccine mandate, we can't go to the States, but now this Trudeau finally removed the travel mandate that we can leave the country now, but how dumb, when we come back we have to quarantine for 2 weeks so they can make more money from us. But my question to you, I know it's nothing to do with anything we talked about, but is that when you go back to the States, what is the first food that you're going to eat that you miss so much that you never got to try for so many years being in another country?
My number one, I would say it's a three-way tie between Papa John's pizza, Church's chicken, and Long John Silver's.
Oh, wow, okay.
that's stuff I haven't had in like 20 years.
Holy.
They didn't have that stuff in California where I lived beforehand, before coming here.
But so, it's amazing you were able to make a move like that and leave and go to another country like that. You know what I mean? It's a big step you did, man.
Well, they tried and to stop me. I've spoken about that a lot on the show, how they tried to stop me. Because hell, they might try to stop me from coming back, knowing who I am and what I'm capable of now.
I'm just saying, because maybe before when you were talking about how you were hearing, they made you start hearing these voices and trying to make you become mental, and but God willing that you were able to defeat that situation and overcome it. Oh, yeah. Because even before, like, I did go through a brief period in my life where I was hearing these voices and I was thinking these people were talking about me. And then one day my brother sat me down and goes, "Do you think anyone cares about you?" And I said, "What?" And he goes, "Yeah, they're not talking about you. How can you hear all the way from across the room there? It's impossible. Do you have like secret in chips in your ears that you're hearing that far away?" I go, "No, I don't." And he goes, "Exactly. So just stop saying that stuff." And then I woke up and then I realized that, you know what? I'm just tripping out, man.
Well, the whole point, and that's a point for a lot of people who try to debunk the voice skull and the synthetic telepathy.
Yeah.
It's the point that you are not important to anybody. It's why they're messing with you. That's why they steal children and homeless people to experiment on. Nobody's going to believe them. Nobody's going to miss them.
It's also like this, because what race can have a child that is white or black?
It's black, us. That's it.
Exactly. No other race can do it.
No other race can
produce. That's why when you said that you have
all the other colors, that's right.
Remember you said you have a brother named Red? Because he has red hair. So, it makes sense. Brother V, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to me, explain to me that other guy apologized, and it's a blessing because that was so wrong what he did, and you did such an amazing job for sticking up for me and telling the truth. Thank you so much for everything you do, and I promise, like, I spread your name everywhere I go, that you are
really
one of the best speakers on this show, on this network, and I always try my best
you,
to
brother.
Get in if I make it home in time. But sometimes I miss you, and then I always try and go into the archives and see what you're doing and see what your new information is. And I'm so grateful that there's such a good speaker like you.
Well, I'm so grateful to have supporters like you, my friend. I love talking to you.
I'm so blessed that I'm able to talk with someone as knowledgeable as you. So please take care of yourself. I always pray for you, and I always make sure that God will always try and protect you, especially if you're going to make that big move and to come back to the U.S. And I hope you do, because probably you have a lot of family you miss.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. We've run flat out of time, guys. This is
the
episode of the Redpill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, B. Remember, in the land of Savannah, the hell third eyes came. Educate yourselves.
Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, to hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good.
That is good.
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.